Welcome to the Peer Business Podcast, Wyoming's premier podcast on all that is business. I'm your host, Bobby Jones, joined by my co-host, Hunter Dyer, where we give businesses a platform to use their voice so you know exactly what they do. Welcome back to another episode of the Peer Business Podcast. I'm your host, Bobby Jones, alongside Hunter Dyer.
Good morning, guys.
We are excited to be here with you. Actually, I had a guy tell me one time, you know, in your podcast, you shouldn't say you're excited to be here. Just get into what you're excited about. And so I think I can do both. And I'm actually excited about this topic today. Me and Hunter were sitting around, I think about a week ago, and we're like, you know what? We should talk about a company culture. And so we're excited to bring this one to you. I keep saying excited, but we are happy to be here with you. This one is a good one. And I think in the midst of the world we live in today, I really believe that we have to know this, especially if we have a business. We have to know this more than ever. Mm-hmm. How to create a good company culture, right? This, I will probably tell you a little disclaimer. A lot of you that run businesses out there, this is going to be some trial and error. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have it right away. You're not going to get it right all the time. You're not going to know what it looks like until you're in the midst of it, probably. But I heard a quote one time, and this is actually really good, and I hope I don't butcher it. I don't think I will. But in order to create a good culture, right, and even bring change to a culture, I heard someone say, you have to know what culture you come from first.
That's good.
So if you know what culture you come from, meaning what is inside of you, what are you bringing to the table? What are you stepping up to the table with when you come closer, right? What happens in that? You have to know first what culture you come from before you can even step into another culture. That could go to if you're going to step into a company that you're working for someone, what do you bring first to be able to add to that culture, right? Because if you don't know what your culture is, so as a business owner, if you don't know what your culture is, you're probably going to be at the mercy from whatever comes out of you.
Right. What somebody else brings to it.
What someone else brings to it, and then you're going to be at the mercy of what they want. And so I really believe that a company has to have a clear vision on what they're about, okay? It's important to always keep the main thing the main thing. I believe that if you chase the vision, I've said this before, everything else will fall into place, but it starts with the leader and what the leader carries. That will set the tone for everyone else. And even as more people come into what you're doing, they're able to see that culture and actually enforce it at times, especially when new employees come in, okay? And so there may be a period of time that you might not know. I remember when I first started this thing out, it took some time to really know what this was. It took some time to know, okay, what do we want to display here? What do we want this company to be built on? What foundation, different things like that. Mm-hmm. But as you keep going forward, it will start to play out. And if you remember what is inside of you, that's what's going to be displayed to your team. Mm-hmm. I would actually recommend if you are just starting out, bring some mentors around you that can help you sift this out of you and to help you kind of define what you want your company to be about.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more because you might not even know what's inside of you yet.
You might not.
Yep.
And honestly, like, here's what I'll tell you. If you don't know what's inside of you, it will be bumped.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll find out very quickly what's inside and what will come out. Again, there's no shame in this. Y'all, this is going to take some time. You may miss this. I've missed it in my business. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. Not that I was completely off on it, but when you don't know what you stand for, you're just kind of thrown around. And so for you, Hunter, what is some good values to stand on as you're creating a company culture?
I think the two biggest ones for me is honesty and integrity, which I know that sounds really cliche, but it's kind of the truth. At least for me, it is anyways. And that just kind of goes along with like being able to be real with each other and not live in shame around each other. Right?
Absolutely.
And tell each other how we're truly feeling, being honest when we make mistakes,
Yeah.
Just being able to be real with each other.
Absolutely.
Right? 'Cause I've worked for some companies where, you know, like you make a mistake, you feel like you got to kind of hide behind it,
sure.
Which I hate to admit, but just 'cause, and not necessarily 'cause I was afraid of the consequences, but more so I was just kind of afraid of the culture I was in, right? Kind of living
yeah.
in fear of the people I was working for or around. So I'd say honesty and integrity are the biggest ones for me. And then a definition of integrity is a state of being whole and undivided.
Love that.
I think it's so important for employees and employers to be able to work in an undivided
absolutely
work relationship, if you will, and to be honest in that.
That's so good. And I would even, to back that up, to take it even a step further, but mm-hmm. backing it up a little bit, being honest with yourself first.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, have integrity for yourself first. Like you, cause here's the deal. You know what is inside of you, what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, if you're being honest about things, if you're not, different yep. things like that. And so it starts with us first, but when we can do that, that's when we can bring it to our team to say, hey, this is what we're about here.
Mm-hmm.
I love the belonging piece that we have here.
Mm.
Okay. With a culture that gives a place of belonging.
Yeah.
That is so huge. You have to feel like you belong there. You have to feel like this is a part of you. I'm not saying that you're the owner,
mm-hmm.
but why not take a piece of ownership?
Yeah, absolutely.
As right. you walk into your job every single day mm-hmm. saying, you know what? I'm responsible for something. There's an ownership in that. Mm-hmm. That leads to more belonging.
Right.
And as the culture creates more of that, it just becomes, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And when companies, not even just companies, people, whatever, you know, families, whatever, whenever that belonging starts being evident, gosh, what that does for you.
Oh, yeah, big time.
As an employee, what that does for you as an owner.
Yep.
Right? You can feel comfortable leaving, delegating,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that it's in good hands.
Yeah.
And I think that's important to be able to do that. And I love what you said here about not just a place where people punch in and out.
Yeah. Like, so I ask you. How many jobs have you had where like it was just about punching in and out, right?
Too many.
Right. I know, yeah.
Too
same,
many.
Same. And I just don't think that's just the way it should be.
No. Anymore,
right.
It shouldn't be like serving time.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like you should enjoy it. You should yep. be able to, because if you don't, then it's time to go,
right.
I think.
Right, exactly. You know, well, we spend so much of our day working, right?
That's absolutely.
That's a third to half of our day,
yeah.
right? Like it should be a place that we're excited to be at.
110%.
Right.
110%. You're spending time away from your family.
Yeah.
If you have a family, you're spending time away from your hobbies.
Yep.
If some of you may have side hustles, you're spending time away from that.
Right.
And so I think it is very, 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 very important to belong where you work
mm-hmm.
and enjoy coming. And, you know, even have a place, what are we building onto? Building that purpose,
mm-hmm.
right? Being able to say, you know what? We're doing something cool here.
Right.
And I'm a part of that. And we're building onto something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sometimes, you know, I've had jobs in the past where we're not building on anything.
Right.
And this is years ago. I mean, it's been almost 10 plus years.
Sure.
As an entrepreneur, solopreneur, entrepreneur, whatever you want to say. But before, it's like, what is even the point of me being here?
Right.
You know, but you need a paycheck at yep. that point in time. And, you know, I came from a generation where, well, you got to go to college, you got to get a
yep.
you know, degree and then get a job. But gosh, I really believe that if you're not enjoying what you're doing, even if you're not making the money that you want to be,
mm-hmm.
if you're excited about it, if you feel empowered at it,
mm-hmm.
it's going to feel like you're making a lot more.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Absolutely. And, no
and,
doubt about that.
And you can make it work
yep, for sure.
that way. Culture that builds and encourages, I think, is a big one, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to build your team up, encourage your team.
Yep.
What does that look like for you? How has that really helped you in your journey?
Man, I think for employers, the biggest thing for me is even just like little things, just little encouraging words or like, hey, like you're doing a good job or
yeah.
That also means like having hard conversations too, right?
I've
worked for some people before that weren't excited or okay with having hard conversations
yeah.
and they'd kick it under the rug. Well, the problem with kicking under the rug is that rug, you know, fills up after a while,
yeah.
right? And it will come back out.
Yeah.
So having hard conversations, that's definitely a big one for me.
Yeah.
just to recognize each other's achievements.
That's good.
Right? If one person's doing good, then you know we should
celebrate them.
Yeah,
celebrate each other.
Honor. Yeah, for sure. And then another one for me is I really cannot stand gossip.
Yeah.
So anything to banish that out.
Well, that shouldn't be happening anyways. You know, at the end of the day, it goes back to if you have an issue, mm-hmm. go to the person.
Right.
You know, just have that conversation because what you're going to do is, you know, especially if you have a kingdom business, you're going to really give that footing to the enemy for them to be able to, for him to be able to really divide that thing. And so if mm-hmm. you have a kingdom business, you have to make sure that gossip is not a part of it. And everyone has to be responsible for that. But I can tell you as a leader, you're the first one that sets the example. And so if people hear you doing it, they're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And eventually that will be about you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so being able to just have those hard conversations and say, hey, you know, this really isn't probably a popular thing that you want to talk about, but I would love to bring this to your attention. And I believe also part of that culture is you have to be a leader mm-hmm. that is willing to be corrected.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll admit this took me some time, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years to be able to get to this place. Mm-hmm. Not that I believe that I have a heart to come under.
Sure.
Even my mentors and different things like that and be able to say, you know what, I'm under you. I can mm-hmm. listen to you. But of course, we all have pride and ego at times. Mm-hmm. And just being able to say, you know what, yeah, there are some things that they see that I might have to fix.
Sure.
You know, and so if you can be a leader that wants to be corrected, and I know this is something that I really want, like I want this to be part of our culture, is that we can really say, you know what, obviously you want to do it in love. You don't want to do it in a way that's going to tear someone down or bring shame to them in any way. Mm-hmm. But being able to be corrected, I think, is huge. And that's and if you continue to do that, mm-hmm. you will be okay as a business owner.
Yeah.
I really believe absolutely. That.
Yeah. Well, no, in a previous episode, we talked about, like, no, I had said that you got to be able to humble yourself and recognize that you don't have all the answers. And that goes with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, 110%. I love this. The culture that champions people on if it doesn't work out, right? Mm-hmm. If people are parting ways. You know, obviously, this is probably more prevalent in bigger companies.
Yep.
There's some quicker turnover in a lot of different places.
Sure,
but, but if it's someone like, hey, they come to you, I really need to move on. Mm-hmm. I really feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing or whatever. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. We have to be able to champion them.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Celebrate them.
Yeah, if you build that culture, right, of honesty and integrity.
Yeah.
And a place of belonging and a place that encourages.
Yeah.
Then... Yeah, I mean, it's life. Eventually, most people part ways, and it's no hard feelings or anything.
Right.
But, yeah,
right.
God puts us where he wants us.
Absolutely. So. And again, being able to do that and say, yeah, I can champion that on because mm-hmm. people probably just aren't going to be there forever.
Right.
You know, people got dreams and goals and different things.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like that. So I want to give you some practicals. I think we should do a part two in this, dude.
I think so, too.
I really do.
Yeah.
Let's do a part two.
Yeah.
I want to give you some practicals with this, though. How, if you don't know how to build a culture in your company or what you want it to be, I'm going to give you some practical steps. One of the biggest things is I would start asking people around you what they see in you.
Mm, that's good.
And write down those answers. Mm-hmm. You know, record those. Whether you voice record them, write them down. Start asking, hey, what do you see in me? When you look at me, what are some of the main qualities that you see? Mm-hmm. And let the people that love you.
Yeah. That's key.
That are there for you, that you know their heart is towards you, start sharing those things with you. Mm-hmm. That is a lot of the foundation that you can build this thing upon. Mm-hmm. And then as you go forward, obviously, you know, even if they give you some feedback, go, hey, this might need to change a little bit, mm-hmm. take note of that. Mm-hmm. Start working on it, okay? Find some mentors, maybe in business or just mentors in your life. They can start off. It doesn't have to be just business.
Right.
Start having them work with you and hone what's inside of you because we need people to help sharpen us and not sharpen in a way that tears down, but sharpen, say, hey, I see some things in you. There may be some structuring that needs to happen. Mm-hmm. How can we help come alongside that and help us grow in that? Mm-hmm. Help us grow in that and or help you grow in that, excuse me. And I think that'd be big. So those are a few practical tips that you can start. And the second part of this, I want to talk about also when people make mistakes. Hunter, this is an amazing episode.
Mm-hmm.
Such an amazing episode.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's one last thing you would say to the people listening out there?
I'd say establish your core identity early. Make sure you know what you want your culture to look like. And again, like Bobby said, like that'll take time. That's a process. That's not something you can just write out and it'll happen overnight. That might take months. That might take years. It just depends on who you are, who's coming alongside you, and what your business is. So just don't be discouraged by it and just take the time to do it well and do it right.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the deal. You want people that are for you to answer some of those questions. Okay. This isn't about tearing you down. This is about being able to give you that empowerment to be able to run further in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to do a part two to this. So stay tuned. Next week, we'll have a part two for you. We appreciate all y'all listening. Hunter, where can they find us out there?
Guys, you can check out all of our social pages, just the Peer Business Podcast. We're on Instagram, Facebook. You can also check out our website at wildpodcaststudio.com. If you have any questions for us, you can email at admin@wildpodcaststudio.com. That's where you can find us, guys.
Love it. You guys all have a beautiful day and continue building out there.
Take care, guys.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember to go check out our Instagram and Facebook page for even more content. And if you want to feature your business on this podcast, shoot us an email at admin@wildpodcaststudio.com. We love y'all. And remember, the value lies within. Take care, guys.